Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protege tu motor con el aceite Premium Syntec, formulado para minimizar la fricción, el calor y el desgaste de los vehículos de hoy. Llévate 5 cuartos de aceite 100% sintético Syntec y un filtro MicroGuard Select por tan solo $33.99. Aplican límites, detalles en la tienda. Syntec, de venta exclusiva en O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We talk to Chip Patterson every week. Usually we do it on Wednesdays. This week we did it on Tuesdays because we had the hurricanes yesterday. And Chip is the moderator. We'll call him the moderator of the Cover 3 podcast, which is a great college football podcast, the best college football podcast. And part of the reason it is the best college football podcast is because Danny Cannell is on it. Danny Cannell, Cover 3 podcast, Sirius XM. He is everywhere, CBS Sports. And he joins us on the Adam Gold Show. First of all, I appreciate your time, and I know we are going to talk about some games this week, thanks to betonline.net. We're going to get to the Miami-North Carolina game, but, man, you are the hardest-working man in show business. I want to start with a game that you and I aren't even, like, it happened 2 weeks ago. Did Duke blow their chance at a national championship, at a playoff, with their loss to Notre Dame?
Oh, man. Good to talk to you, Adam. Good to be on. Yeah, I think so. Like, I absolutely love what Mike Elko has done. I think, you know, what cost him probably more than the loss itself is Riley Leonard on that last play, yeah, rolling up that ankle and getting that high ankle sprain. Like, if he's not healthy, that is a massive difference for this team. And it's not a knock to anybody else, but the way he plays, the way he runs, mm-hmm, and like takes over games like he did against Clemson, where he kind of took over that game, there's still hope. Like, they could run the table. I don't think they do.
No, they're not.
But they
could
run the table and they get in the playoffs. Like, I really believe no matter who wins the ACC, if it's a one-loss ACC champ, I think you're in. Like, I just think that's the view of the conference this year. Louisville being good, North Carolina good again, Duke being good, Florida State being, mm-hmm, good, Miami, we'll see. Like, I think the perception of the conference, the strength of the conference, 4-1 against the SEC, is strong enough where a one-loss ACC champ gets in. So, yeah, if Duke runs the table and the loss was a last-second loss to Notre Dame, yeah, then they're in. But I don't think anybody thinks that happens.
Four and one. Danny Cannell is joining us here. 4-1 against the SEC. What's the big deal if you're 4-1 against the fourth best conference in college football, Danny? I want to ask you. This is a question I wanted to ask you as well. If Florida State and North Carolina meet at the ACC championship game, and each are 12-0 when they get there, are they playing for a spot or are they playing for seeding?
They're playing for, you mean both of them could get in? Or are you saying like,
yeah, why not?
In the fourth spot? Yeah. So
right?
Here's, well, you want to get really crazy.
Yeah.
What if Louisville's sitting out there, they run the table and you have three undefeated, yeah, teams from the ACC playing, then like, which one do you take? Like, do you take the two undefeated, but then the team that didn't make it there? It's a wild scenario.
Yep.
But I don't think the ACC is that strong, right? Two teams in just yet.
Right.
And, like, if it was North Carolina and Florida State, I do – and North Carolina's had a phenomenal out-of-conference schedule.
Yep.
Like, to beat South Carolina the way they did, to beat Minnesota, they've looked really good. If they run the table, they're in. I guess there's a scenario where Florida State, North Carolina played – I mean, if you were thinking about the possibility that two teams could get in, I think the stronger possibility would be North Carolina beats Florida State in a tight ACC championship game, and Florida State could go look at that LSU game and say, look, that's a signature win against an SEC team. We belong in. But, again, a scenario that I don't think is too likely of two ACC teams in,
right,
there, you know, when it's all said and done. But, yeah, I think the ACC champ is a lock. I think they're in. And then I think the undefeated thing is, yes, if one of those teams is undefeated, I think you're not the 4 seed. I think you might be the 3 or the 2 seed.
Danny Cannell is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. Somebody asked me the question, if Florida State, North Carolina, Louisville all finished, they said 12-0. They were just asking about the ACC championship game, and obviously 12-0 doesn't matter. It's 8-0 because none of them, there's no games between those three teams. And the answer was this, as far as I could tell. It comes down to the strength of conference schedule. Who has the hardest? Who has the second hardest? I don't even know how that plays out right now, to be perfectly honest. But I don't know if it's wild.
Oh. There's like six criteria, Adam, because in the wacky world of college sports, wouldn't it be wild if your conference opponents had like similar records, you know?
Yeah.
And like it was another tie. So there's actually a criteria that you would reference Sports Source Analytics. They would decide through the analytics. I'm not joking.
Right.
And then if somehow they couldn't decide either, it would go to the draw of a hat. Jim Phillips, the commissioner, that's like the last resort that Jim Phillips would draw them out of a hat. I tell you what Mike Norvell doesn't want to hear, what Jeff Braun doesn't want to hear, what Mac Brown doesn't want to hear right now. They don't want that type of talk going around their locker room.
Right.
Because the minute you start thinking about, ooh, if we run the table, like we could have a draw, we could have a tie, you like lose. Like it's just you do not want your team to start looking ahead. And, I mean, Louisville coming off a big win against Notre Dame, they got a tricky spot against Pitt. Pitt's been bad. Yeah. But, like, you do not want your team feeling good about themselves too much. That's the minute you get beat.
I'm sure you know who Steve Logan is, and Steve Logan and I have done many shows together, and Steve always likes to say coaching matters. Is that what we're talking about with Jeff Brohm?
Yes. He is a great offensive mind. He's a great, like, builder of a program. For him to have the success he did at Purdue, and Purdue, he was kind of a, I was calling them the Purdue spoiler makers because they were knocking off top five teams and then, you know, gets the big win against Notre Dame last weekend. He's just a really like straight line. This is what we're going to do. He kind of reminds me of Dave Dorn. Like, I think they're kind of the similar mold, like really good coaches that don't get enough credit because they don't have like social media presences or catchy quotes or talk trash. Like, they're just great football coaches. And I think that's what you're seeing with Jeff Brohm at Louisville. He's got a really good quarterback and Jack Plummer, who's been really good for him. Juwar Jordan, their running back, has been running the ball really well. They're just a good football team.
Danny Cannell is joining us. Spent some time.
What else matters?
Yes.
What else matters, Adam?
Quarterback?
Knowing when to take a knee at the end of the game.
Oh,
like, that's
geez.
Where coaching matters the most, right?
I mean, how much fun did you have with that, Mr. Florida State?
Oh, my goodness.
Which was better? Which was better? Florida getting trucked by Kentucky or Miami's own goal in their loss to Georgia Tech?
Boy, that's a hard, like, you really put me, like, you're putting the squeeze on me because it's so hard for me to decide, because it's one thing to get physically embarrassed the way that the Gators did when Ray Davis ran for like 270. And then it's the other way is like, oh my goodness, could you be this dumb? Here's the thing. I don't think Mario Cristobal is a dumb coach. I think he's good. I think he's a good coach. I think he has Miami head in the right direction. Mm-hmm. It is one of the most perplexing decisions I've seen. And here's what's wild. They don't kneel ever. Like, they don't use victory formation. So I would guess they probably spent multiple periods. Like, that's how they break up practices.
Yep.
They break them into periods. I bet they spent multiple periods just on victory formation, taking the snap under center, working on taking a knee. And if you're a Carolina fan, you're like, man, I hope they're not doing that this weekend. But I would guarantee you they will implement from that from now on.
Danny Cannell is joining us. Final thing, I'm going to ask you to talk about the Miami UNC game with the Tar Heels. I'm going to say only a 4-point favorite because I think North Carolina is better. And I think North Carolina should be getting better now that Tez Walker has a full game under his belt. But Cristobal had been in that situation before. It wasn't identical, because they couldn't have knelt out the entire clock, I believe, when Oregon had a chance to end the game against Stanford. I think they would have still had to punt the ball back, but there would have been like 5 seconds left or something for Stanford in that situation. The worst possible thing happened, and they fumbled the ball and they lost the game, although it was in overtime. You would think at that point they would go, all right, just in case we have to be able to do that. But I did think it might have been just philosophical that we're never going to kneel. We're not going to be that program. But, man, that's a costly loss.
With Sotyktu for moderate to severe plaque psoriasis, you could show off your skin again. And you know what that means?
Beach day.
As a TYK2 inhibitor, Sotyktu is the only once-daily pill of its kind for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Ask your dermatologist about Sotyktu today and learn more at SoClearlyYou.com. That's SoClearlyYou.com. Sotyktu, deucravacitinib, is a prescription treatment for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who may benefit from systemic therapy or phototherapy. Don't take if you're allergic to Sotyktu. Serious reactions can occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections, including tuberculosis. Sotyktu can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Serious infections, cancers including lymphoma, muscle problems, and changes in certain labs have occurred. Tell your doctor if you have a history of these events, or if you have an infection or symptoms like fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you have history of hepatitis B or C, liver or kidney problems, high triglycerides, or had a vaccine or plan to. Sotyktu inhibits TYK2, which is part of the JAK family. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors who use a JAK inhibitor are at increased risk for certain side effects, sometimes fatal. It's unknown if Sotyktu has the same risks as JAK inhibitors. Call 1-888-SOTYKTU to learn more.
Think about the amount of millions it could cost them potentially as a program. Like, let's just say in a best-case scenario, they run the table and they beat Florida State and they win the ACC title. And we were talking about one loss. Like, let's say there's a debate and their resume is stacked up against a one-loss Big Ten or a one-loss SEC champion. They're going to take the SEC or the Big Ten champion over the ACC champion. And then you're talking about missing a playoff spot. What if it's just for a New Year's Six Bowl, which is a way bigger payout than, you know, your average bowl? That's the type of discussion you could be having at the end of the season and what that potentially could have cost you. So, yes, it's embarrassing and it hurts your reputation and you become the butt of the joke. But even more seriously, it could cost your program millions of dollars. Like, that's the harsh reality of where we are. But the only way that you can get people to forget about it is to win games. And I'm including the Hurricane fan base who was upset. They're embarrassed. Yeah. How could we do that? The only way they can do that, they have opportunity this week against North Carolina on the national stage. They play Clemson the next week, so a two-week stretch. If you win these two games, it's in the rear view, and then you can even laugh at yourself. Like, haha, I can't believe we did that. But if you lose these two games, then it becomes even that much more glaring. And I don't think Mario Cristobal is any danger this year of potentially being on the hot seat. But eventually, if he doesn't get the program, that will be something that will follow him in the worst kind of way, if they don't, you know, if they struggle at all and there's sort of the hot seat conversation.
Yeah, it's important to max out your seasons when you're talking about programs at the level Miami wants to be at. All right, so Miami is in Chapel Hill. I think North Carolina's offense has been very good, but I think it has another level to get to if Tez Walker is as advertised. How do you see this? The Tar Heels are a 4-point favorite.
I agree with you. I would say the best version of North Carolina we saw this past weekend against Syracuse, right? The most complete defense. And I still think Syracuse offense presented some problems to hold them, you know, to a really low total, 7 points. I thought it was a phenomenal performance. I thought Drake May had his breakout game. I do think even without that game before that, if you looked at the stat line and saw Drake May with 5 touchdowns, 4 interceptions before that game, you're probably like, oh, what's wrong with Drake May? Why doesn't he have 15 or, you know, like the other leaders in the country? He's playing better. Like, he's making better decisions with the football. He's managing the game better. And the best part about it is he's not having to carry so much of the load with the run game. Although I do think that North Carolina needs to run the football with a little bit more effect, because I thought they were going to run it better to start the season. Omarion Hampton's been a nice surprise, but the numbers are a little bit skewed by the massive game he had against App State where he ran for 234. I'd like to see a little bit more balance. They're going to get challenged from Miami's defensive line is really good. Like, I could see them presenting some challenges for North Carolina, but I do love the fact that they got Tez Walker, another week of practice with him. And in a game which, let's just assume the odds makers are right, it's going to come down to a field goal, I'm going to trust Drake May way more than Tyler Van Dyke, who's been way up and down in his career, including, like, the one thing about Miami and then taking the knee or lack thereof, no one's talking about Tyler Van Dyke, who came off maybe one of his worst performances the last couple of years. He did have 3 interceptions against Georgia Tech. He even admitted, hey, I'm a reason why we were in that position. So I'm very curious, like, if you just went on mojo, like, vibes, North Carolina is playing with a lot of confidence. Miami feels like a wounded duck. You know, like, So to me, the start of the game is critical. Like, if North Carolina can get out and has a strong start, and since they're playing at home, I would give them that benefit. I think they'll be fine. But if it's a third quarter game, that would make me a little bit nervous. But I'm with you. I would lay the points with North Carolina. I think they're the better, more complete team right now, and I trust Drake May more than I do Tyler Van Dyke.
By the way, betonline.net also has playoff odds, Heisman odds. Drake May not even talked about. Well, I get it. I mean, he hasn't put up tons of stats. Caleb Williams, Michael Penix, Bo Nix. I mean, even J.J. McCarthy, even though Michigan still hasn't played anybody yet this year, he's going to get a lot of love at the end of the season. Danny, you're the best, man. I appreciate your time. Get some rest. You got to be on the radio at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Exactly.
My
Adam,
gosh.
It's always great catching up with you, man. Have a great week.
You too. Danny Cannell here on The Adam Gold Show.